Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one perek at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 43. This chapter has five psukim in it. This perek is really a continuation of the previous chapter. It continues to discuss the longing for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, and for God to send the ultimate redemption through Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach, who will rebuild the altar for korbanos to be brought once again. This is a prayer for every individual in exile, for God to strike down the enemies of the Jews who caused a considerable amount of suffering to Am Yisrael throughout our long exile. Let's jump right in. In verse 3 it says, Shlach orcha v'amitcha hema yenichuni yevuni al har kadshecha ve'el mishkanosecha. Dispatch your light and your truth, they will guide me, they will bring me to your holy mountain and sanctuaries. For starters, Rashi explains, send me your light is referring to the light of Mashiach. Your truth is referring to Eliyahu HaNavi, the true prophet. The Radak explains, send me your light is referring to the light of redemption. Your truth is referring to the fact Jews will start to return to Eretz Yisrael during the stages of the ingathering of the exiles. Then Hashem will bring us to his Har Kadshecha, holy mountain. Perhaps you can say, up until the Jews started returning in mass to Eretz Yisrael, one might have looked at the words of the prophets and psukim like ours and think to themselves, perhaps it's not true. I mean, can you ever really know? Perhaps God isn't going to redeem us. But now there's 6 million Jews back in Eretz Yisrael. It's obvious the words of the prophets are true. They predicted these events thousands of years ago amidst the destruction that was taking place around them. We're watching it happen in front of our very own eyes. And certainly, if the beginning is true, the end is also true. Every moment Yisrael is in exile, it's considered a chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name. The Jewish nation are ambassador of God's words. We're the conduit which Hashem uses to send down divine influence into the world. God's light gets revealed through his nation. However, due to the sins of the masses, we were exiled off our land, and the Shekhinah, which is represented by the Jewish nation, went into exile. This causes a great desecration of God's name. The whole world perceived the greatness of Am Yisrael and God through the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we were thrown off our land, not only did the nations of the world think they defeated God, but the Jewish nation as a whole felt God no longer wants them anymore. Fortunately for us, the divine presence rests upon our nation and has allowed us to persevere and flourish throughout the long dark night. Not only that, but just like the great prophet Yirmiyahu had predicted in Sefer Yirmiyah, chapter 3, verse 14, Shuvu banim shovavim nuam Hashem ki anochi ba'alti bachem ve'lakachti eschem echad me'ir u'shnayim b'mishpacha ve'vesi eschem tzion. Turn back, rebellious children, declares the Lord. Since I have espoused you, I will take you, one from a town and two from a family, and bring you to Tzion. Keep in mind, Yirmiyah said these words over 2,000 years ago, while the first Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed. God had lifted up Yirmiyah beyond space and time, and showed him the times we're currently living in, that one day there will start to be a slow drip of Jews returning to their land. There will be one from a town and two from a family. If Am Yisrael being thrown off their land was a great chilul Hashem, the mere fact over 2,000 years later we have begun to return is a great kiddush Hashem, sanctification of God's name. The return of the nation not only marks the initial stages of redemption, but it also represents the lifting of the Shekhinah up from the dirt. May we merit to the end of the final redemption, where there will be no more war on my holy mountain, when the world will be filled with the knowledge of God like the waters that cover the earth, with the revelation of Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach ben David. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.